Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Many things, many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Man.
Oh, Jesus, that's what we call you. Jesus, Jesus, the one that fed hundreds and thousands every day. Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Hallelujah, that's what we call you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for the freedom to obey. Thank you for the 30-day new believer study, Bible study. We're in day 16. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. We honor you. We lift you up. And we're just rejoicing just right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you just gave us your mercy. New mercies every day. Every day I thank you for your new mercies, a new opportunity, a new chance to say thank you. Hallelujah. You may have laid your head down last night and did not say thank you, Jesus, but his mercy and his grace, we didn't deserve it. Your mercy, Father, is what got us back to where we are tonight. So I just want to take out time to say thank you for all the ones who will not take out the time to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. I still say thank you. Hallelujah. Throughout whatever may be going on in my life, I still want to say thank you. So let's take out a little bit of time and just thank him again. Wherever you're at, whatever your situation, say thank you, Jesus.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to praise him. I don't want the rocks to cry out for me. I got something to be thankful for. Look at your children. We got something to be thankful for.
And my heart has been broken. And yes, my life has been strained. But I tell you, in spite of everything I've been through, oh, I still gotta say thank you. Oh, I've been up, and God knows there've been times when I've been down. Completely around. Oh, but I want to tell you, in spite of everything that I've been through, oh, I made up my mind. I said, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you for your blessing.
You
oh, for making a way out of no. Jesus, I thank you, oh, 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 thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I just want to say. For the rest of my life, I'll say thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, I will say thank you. Proverbs, New Testament, chapter 12, verse 1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but the Lord condemns a crafty man. A man cannot be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. A wife of a noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. Wicked men are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous stands firm. A man is praised according to his wisdom, but men with warped minds are despised. Better to be a nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be somebody and have no food. A righteous man cares for his needs of his animals, but the kindest acts of wicked are cruel. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks just judgment. The wicked desire the plunders of evil men, but the root of the righteous flourishes. An evil man is trapped by his sinful talk, but a righteous man escapes trouble. From the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things, as surely as the work of his hands reward him. The way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. A fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent man overlooks an insult. A truthful witness gives honest testimony, but a false witness tells lies. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. There is deceit in the hearts of those who plot evil, but joy for those who promote peace. No harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Look at the world around us right now. The wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful. A prudent man keeps his knowledge to himself, but the heart of a fool blurts out folly. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor. An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. Oh, the good news, the good word. A righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The lazy man does not roast his game, but the diligent man prizes his possessions. In the way of righteousness, there is life. Again, in the way of righteousness, there is life. Along that path is immortality. Hallelujah. Thank you for your reading, Jesus. Proverbs, New Testament, chapter 12. Hallelujah. The whole chapter 12. God is God. He gives you the right to choose. you have the freedom to obey. Liberty should be the decision maker for you. Liberty should be what makes you decide what you want to do, to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your joy. Oh, thank you for this opportunity to just learn from you. Dear Father, for wherever this word is touching, in all situations, all hearts, where it's breaking loose some things that has been bounding up some people for years and years. Dear Father, some single mother right now is crying out, dear Father, because she's searching for you, dear Father. She's searching in other avenues, but she's looking for you. The spirit inside of her is looking for you where she be looking in bars, looking in another man's homes, looking in other directions, but the spirit is dwelling and will not be satisfied until she finds you, until she connects with you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to decrease me and move me back. Use my body as a vessel, dear Father, and increase and pull power into their life. Dear Father, touch their life. Heal right now in the name of Jesus, like no one else can do, dear Father. Hallelujah. Dear Father, renew the mind. Restore, dear Father, situations. Relationships that's been broken, we bring them before you right now, Jesus. We lay it at the altar right now. Mothers and children right now, the decisions that they have thought to make, dear Father, on their own may have backfired, but we bring them to you right now at the altar, and at the altar is where we leave them, and we thank you for victory right now, and we'll agree with each other, touching all around the world. In your mighty name, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As believers, we all have to make a number of conscious decisions concerning our jobs, our families, our marriages, decisions to serve God, and concerning our life in general, just decisions in general. Although the decisions we are faced with are often at times difficult for us to make. Hallelujah. Sometimes we toil over which decisions to make. Is this the right decision for me? Is this what I should be doing for my family? Is this going to help and not harm the ones that I'm going for? Is this what God would want me to do? Hallelujah. There are often times, though, that we just do it out of the impulse. It comes to our mind and we just do it. We think not of our choices. We just do it. And then oftentimes those things will backfire on us, whether it be immediately or whether it be 10 years down the road. But because we did not make the choice to bring it to Lord, it backfires on us, and we have to deal with those situations. But he gives us the freedom to obey him, the freedom to come to him. Have you ever wondered why God asks you to obey him? Hallelujah. Have you ever wondered if obedience will ever become easier and more natural for you? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Decisions, decisions. There's something we can all find joy in, something very few of us believe we even have at our disposal, but we do. That is liberty, freedom. Believe it or not, we as believers have been granted liberty in the Spirit of God to make choices that will affect changes in your life, sister, in your life, brother, changes in your life, in my life. Hallelujah. And not only just in our life, hallelujah, but we have been granted liberty in the Spirit of God to make choices that will change the world we live in. Hallelujah. The world that we live in. So can you grasp that for a minute and understand that you, something that's inside of you, and if me, if each and every one of us could just get a hold of this, we would see a difference in our cities, in our states. We would take over, take control of the world that we live in. But we can't believe that. We can't get that in our understanding. The world doesn't show us, doesn't teach us that. But the word tells us that we have been granted liberty in the Spirit of God to make choices that will change our lives, change our world that we live in. Hallelujah. According to Webster's Dictionary, The definition of liberty, or freedom, it is the right and power to act, believe, or express oneself in a manner of one's own choosing. So when I say you've been given the liberty, granted to you, liberty in the Spirit of God to make choices that will change your life, that situation you're in right now, that will change that situation, change how you deal with it, change how you see it, how you view it, how you speak about it. Hallelujah. You've been given, you've been granted freedom and the right. It means the right and the power. You have the power to act upon this. You have the power to believe upon this. You have the right to believe upon this. You have the power to express yourself in a manner of one's own choosing. So now that means that if you choose, just because of what you're going through, to not go to the Lord in prayer, to not give that burden over to him, but give it over to drinking, but give it over to a relationship, but give it over to everybody that will listen to you. You can call every psychic line that you want to. Their scripting cannot help you out of the situation you're in. You get a temporary fix because you think they put a little tickling in your ear. But the true situation still is waiting right for you. Even after you've paid your $5.99 a minute or $10.99 a minute or whatever it is that you have taken out and given away when you could have been giving it to the Lord. See, that problem still is going to be there for you, my sister. It's still going to be there for you, my brother. But you have the power. You said, well, why don't God just fix it for me? Why do I have to go through it? Why don't he just fix it? Because he has gave you, hallelujah, he has gave you the power to fix it through him. See, it's in your spirit, the Holy Spirit. It dwells within you. He said, I left this with you. I never leave you nor forsake you. The Holy Spirit is a void inside of you that can't be filled by nothing else. Nothing else but him. It's just for him. And no other piece will fit. And you may get different things that you try to set in there that pretends or act like it's fitting, but it's not comfortable to you. At first you think you got the perfect fit. Hallelujah. And then as you move around and you see that the same old thing is right back again, but you have the power to change it right now. You have the power to view this thing in a different way. The power to act upon it, a power to believe that you shall receive what it is that you need from the Lord. You have the power to change not only your life, but the world that we live in. Hallelujah. It's your choosing. It's one's own choosing. Within this definition, we also discover the three things. We have rights, we have power, we can say yes instead of no. We have a right, we have power, and we have choices. We have choices. Never think that I have nothing else to do. I have no choices. Tell yourself, I have rights, I have power. And yes, I have choices. Hallelujah. Right now, I just feel led, dear Father, to just remind everyone, if you open up your right hand right now, oh, and you look in your right hand, that is for power. You have power. You have power. Tell yourself, I have power. Place your right hand, your power. Place your power on the top of your head. Your power. Hallelujah, your power, your power, I'm telling you. Oh, hallelujah, your power. Look at your left hand. This is to receive. This is your receiving hand. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive the word? Are you ready to receive your next breakthrough? Are you ready to receive your healing? Are you ready to receive that husband you've been praying about? Are you ready to receive that father? You ready to receive that child that you're carrying? Are you ready to receive that job? You have the power, but are you ready? Are you ready to receive it? Are you ready to go in there right now and receive forgiveness? Or are you just still going to keep it bogged up inside of you that you want the hatred to exist? Or are you ready? Ready to receive. So you have your power on the top of your head, penetrating all through your mind, all through your eyes, so you're seeing things different. You begin to hear things different. Or you smell, you speak differently. Because the power, and it radiates all through your body, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, your power. So your right hand is power. You got the power on top of your head. Your left hand is ready to receive. Hallelujah. Receiving the love of God. And just tell yourself, whatever I shall do shall prosper. Come on, one more time. Whatever I shall do shall prosper. Whatever I shall believe shall prosper. Whatever I have make the choice to follow Christ will lead me to his righteousness. I'm ready to receive God's word. I have the power to receive God's healing. Hallelujah. And it's all in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You got your receiving. You got your power. And you've radiated through your body. You spoke your words. You've planted your seed. And now watch it grow. Watch it flourish. Remember, as Sister Powell often tells us about, as she gives us our power and our receiving, she tells us that it's the roots that create the fruit. See, it's all fancy. It's all good and fancy. When you look at the beautiful outturn of what you got, the beautiful flowers, the beautiful plants, you see the beautiful garden. Hallelujah. You can just smell the flowers and just appreciate the aroma. But that flower had to start as a seed. Oh, sisters and brothers, that beautiful tomato that you see in the garden had to start as a seed. What it is that you're trying to go, your growth, you need to grow in the Lord. Plant your seed. You just planted your seed. Your seed to believe. Your seed to have the freedom to obey. Your seed to have the freedom to obey, the freedom to make choices that is lines up with the word of God, the freedom to exhibit your power. Stand strong in the Lord. Stand strong in the Lord. Stand strong in the Lord, sisters and brothers. Oh, stand strong in the Lord. Stand strong. You think you're weak. Stand up to God. You are my strength. Yes, I'm weak. I'm broken. I'm torn down right now. If I start crying, I may not ever stop. I'm destroying myself. I can't get out of this. This situation has me torn and it's messing with my heart. I've been scandalized, abused, and talked about. Jesus Christ said, I know for what you feel. I know for what you're going through. I've been lied on. I've been talked about. I've fed many, many people that was hungry. I've led them. I've delivered them. I've set them free from prostitution. I've set them free from things that have been in their life for years, bugging them down generations and generations. And Jesus said, I came and set them free. Yet they talked about me like a dog. Yet they beat me. Yet they scandalized my name. Hallelujah. He said, I know what you feel. I know you feel like you've been abandoned. I know you feel like you've been kicked in the teeth. But you still have the freedom to just obey the word. The freedom to accept his love. He said, let me love on you. Oh, just fall on your face and let me love on you. Stop trying to figure it out. Just give it over. Let go and let God. Let freedom decide for you. Hallelujah. Sow your seed. You don't see you today where you should be, but remember, your seed is still growing. Every day is still growing, whether you see it or not. Once you plant that seed, just water it. Water it by staying in the word. Water it by staying under somebody's leadership that is preaching the word of God. Water it by somebody who is actually speaking goodness into your life and not dwelling on the negative. Water your seed daily and watch that root. Watch that seed create beautiful fruit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As Christians, all the power, all of our rights we have ever needed was transferred to us over 2,000 years ago at the cross. All of our rights, all of our freedom. See, the redemption plan literally bought us back from the curse of the law of sin and death. He's paid the price. He bought us back. Now, will you choose? You have the freedom to choose him. So you didn't have the freedom to choose to come back to God. He had to come down himself. Hallelujah. To make you, to bring that bridge together, to bring you back. He bought you back when you were sold out to sin. You had been sold and given over to death. But the redemption plan bought you back. Meaning that we now have kingdom citizenship. We have kingdom rights. We have kingdom power. You say, well, why don't I feel it, sister? Why don't I feel it? Remember, you have the choice. You have the choice. So what does this all mean for you and me today? This simply means that we have the ability to act. We have the ability to believe. We have the ability to express ourselves in many ways that bring God to the glory. Glory to the Father. However, although we are free and liberated by the blood of Jesus, we still must make good choices. We still must make good choices. 1 Corinthians, New Testament, 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 23. It states that all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. Not all things are profitable. Not all things is going to get you in the right direction. Hallelujah. It may be lawful, but it still may not be profitable. There's the difference. While we reserve the right and power to make our own decisions, within this scripture lies an awesome opportunity to impact the earth with godly decisions. We're living in a day and time we need to be impacting the earth throughout the course of today or throughout this week. I encourage you to try to become more aware, to try to become more conscious about the type of decisions that face you. I know it's not going to be easy. I know that some are going to be tough decisions. But I dare you to make decisions that don't include any self-gain or any self-promotions for yourself this week. Instead, ask yourself, what would it be like to consider another person over myself? What would it be like? What would it be like to resist the temptation to gossip? What would it be like to resist the temptation to backbite? To lie, to scandalize someone's name, what would it be like? Yusuf, but I got this juicy gossip. I just want to tell this one thing, and then maybe I can try it. But no, right now, I challenge you right now. See, it's not a challenge if you're not giving up anything. It's not a challenge if there's no pain in it. If it's easy for you to just say, then it's not a challenge. But look deep in your life, sister. Look, my brother, deep, deeper than on the surface here. As you're doing your true self-examination, you never may have to tell me about it, but check yourself out. Be real with yourself. Come clean to yourself. For the heavenly host knows all about you. He knows you better than you know yourself. Who are you fooling? You're living a fool's life. Check yourself out. What would it be like to become a person of my word for just 7 straight days? Anything that you say, when you put your word out there, when you say you're going to do something, what would it be like if you really did it? What would it be like when a person came back to you and said, did you get this done? I surely did. What would it be like if you didn't have to come back and say, oh, I forgot. Oh, no, I didn't get around to doing that yet. What if your word, when you put your word out there, it becomes something that you're going to do. Your word is your bond, the old people used to say. That's the truth. So what would it be like to consider another person over yourself? Just take 7 days. What would it be like to resist the temptation to gossip and backbite? What would it be like to become a person of my word for just 7 days? Person of your word that can stand on. Your word is your bond. When you give your word, then you're going to do it. People can already check it off. Done. 7 days, try it. See, it's time for us, all of us, to realize that we're not only free and liberated by the spirit and sacrifices of Christ, but we also now have the ability to experience liberty in Christ every day of our life. One more time. See, we need to realize that we're not only free, we not only have the freedom, and we're not only liberated by the spirit and sacrifice of Christ, but we also now have the ability to experience freedom in Christ every day of our lives. It is time that we all took a self-examination of our life. We need to discover whether we are making decisions that represent a heart that is truly free in Christ. Or who are we representing? The decisions that we say, the things that we say, are we just simply making decisions? Are we making decisions that represent our heart truly free in Christ? Can it line up with the word? Your choices, your freedom to obey. Does it line up with the word? Are you just simply making decisions? Are you just going about just making decisions that affects you in the way that you thought things should go? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So why God asks you to obey? Let's go ahead and open up the word. Let's go to James chapter 1, and we're going to do chapter 1, 22 through 25. Hallelujah. James, New Testament. Thank you, Jesus. James 1, you have it, sister? All right, all right. Well, it's the Bible study. We have her. No problem. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, all those that are visiting in the chat room. And I see you. I'm waiting on you. Okay. All right. James 1, 22 through 25. Thank you, Jesus. 22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. What you're hearing right now, just don't let it be something that you're hearing. Don't let it be something that's tickling your ears for right now. Hallelujah. Do what it says. So when you go back on your job, take the word that you've learned tonight and what? Do what it says. When you're in the midst of that conversation and somebody is getting ready to lie and they scandalize and they're hurting you, do what? Do what the word says. Take your freedom to, take your time to say, this is, I'm going to be free from this. I'm going to be free. I'm not going to stand here in the midst of this. I'm not going to stand here and argue about it. I'm not going to stand here trying to defend myself anymore. I'm not going to try to force this issue. But I choose to be free right now. I choose to obey the word of God, and I'm going to free myself from this situation. Hallelujah. James 1:22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. You have enough people trying to do damage to you. Don't you damage yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Do what it says. 23 says, anyone, that's me and you, any and one, that's me and you, that's everyone, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror. And after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Now, let's just take a little second there. We as humans, we're visual people. So let's visualize that. The good news, that's what this word is, right? If you believe it in the beginning of it, you should believe in the ending and everything in the middle. This is God's word. Don't take from it. Don't add to it. This is God's word, the word of the Lord, okay? So now if we believe, hallelujah, that we have the power to act on this word and receive this word, and this word will change our lives, will give us freedom in areas that we all bound up, then we must not just listen to this word, but hallelujah, we need to act on it, do what it says. Now, it tells us if we do. Hallelujah. It said if we just listen to the word, tickling our ears, and then don't do what it says. Hallelujah. He said it's just like looking in a mirror at yourself. And then as you walk away, you immediately forget what you look like. See, that's hard to put our minds around. We can't. We say, I will never forget what I look like. That's how deep it is if you're messing with the word, if you're hearing the word and not applying it to you. Looking at yourself in the mirror, and you walk off and you immediately forget what the image was that you saw. That's why God asks you to obey him. He wants you not to be able to forget how to solve and get yourself out of the situations through his word. He wants you to freely come back to his word. Come back to him. Hallelujah. 25 says, but the man who looks intensely into the perfect law, the law that gives freedom, the law that continues to do this, the person that continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it. Not forgetting what he has heard, but he's doing it. It's that he will be blessed in what he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will be blessed in what he does. Let's just go a little bit farther. It says in 26, quickly here, it says that if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue. Oh, you better watch what you say. You better watch how you say it. You better watch who you say it to. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, What are you doing to yourself? It says you deceive yourself. He deceives himself. And guess what about your religion that you're carrying around, that you're bragging about, that you're looking down your nose at the sinner man about? Guess what about your religion? It says here in the Word that your religion is worthless. See, the religion that God our Father accepts, the one that you're perpetrating, that religion is pure. That religion is faultless. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. That is pure and faultless. Look back on it. Listening and doing. Listening and doing. Big difference. Hallelujah. There's a big difference. Let's go over to Romans 6:22. We're still in the New Testament. Romans 6:22. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the Lord is blessing you. Just take what you get. Just start doing it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just changing me too, sister. I hear you. God bless you. God bless all of those that will be in the archives. God bless David. Hallelujah. God bless Marcy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Freedom to obey. We're at Romans 6, and we're starting at verse 22. And verse 22 reads, "But now that you have been set free from sin," it feels good right now, don't it? Somebody's just been set free from sin. That same sin you've been carrying for years, you've been set free. Congratulations, you break the yoke over generations to come. But now that you've been set free from sin, and now that you have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. And the result is eternal life. Hallelujah. The result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. The payment for sin is death. Hallelujah. But the reward and gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go to Big John. Still in the First Testament. John. Even as a baby has to be weaned from the bottle. Hallelujah. As we go in through now, we're on day 16. We give the testament near old. We give you time, but we kind of give you a chance to grow. Give you a chance to find the books on your own now. Hallelujah. John 8, we're going to do verse 31 and 32. Again, John 8, New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 8, 31, 32. Amen? 31. To the Jews who have believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciple. Then you will know the truth, and that truth will set you free." And that's what he's saying to each and every one of us right now. Hallelujah. That if you hold to my teachings, my word that I've given to you, the word that you say that you believe, if you do what my word says, then you are really my disciple. Then you will hold your tongue. Then you will stop backbiting. Then you will stand by your word. He said, if you believe in my teaching, if you hold to my teaching, then you're really my disciple. Then you will know the truth. You say, why can't I get free? He tells you no. This is the way. Hold to my teachings, and the truth will set you free. There's your key. It opens it up for you. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom to obey. Hallelujah. There's your freedom. Freedom. See, sometimes it seems that rules are posted everywhere to limit our fun. No running, no lottering, no diving, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Hallelujah. We've all saw that one, right? Some people try to match that up with Christianity, with a list of rules and regulations. They assume that God surrounds his children with rules just as the fun is getting started. Here come God with all of his rules. See, these verses clarify that God's commands aren't meant to limit you. See, on the contrary, God's instructions free you. See, the enemy tries to tell you differently. That's why you need the word. Why do you need to go to church? That's why you need to be under a leader, so you can hear exactly what God is pouring down just for you. Hallelujah. God's instructions free you. Free you up from that relationship. Frees you up from that illness. Frees you up from that disobedient child. Frees you up from moving in the wrong directions, from making just decisions that don't line up with the word. See, his motivation is love. His motivation is love. You know, with your children, you have to tell them things that they don't understand. But you know that what the choices that they're going to make if they don't follow your instructions could kill them, could lead them into destruction. And so you still enforce the rule because you see what it could do. You don't allow them to run and play in the middle of the traffic, even though they don't see any cars coming right now. You know where it is that they're playing. God's instructions for you is motivated by his love for you. And his goal is to enhance your life, not limit your life. See, when you live within God's boundaries, you're free. You're free to enjoy life without worrying. You're free. You're free to approach God without guilt. You're free, free to begin relationships without pain. Because of his blessings, because of his obedience. Hallelujah. Because of his love for you. Then being obedient to him becomes fun. Being obedient to him becomes something you want to be obedient. No one's forcing it. You want to be. You have the freedom to obey. You obey not because you have to, but because you want to. As you grow older, that same child that didn't understand why they couldn't play in the middle of their highway, now they don't want to play in the middle of the highway. They understand. They obey because now they understand. Hallelujah. They want to live. They want not to hurt. God's love. Obedience to him should be easy for you. Should get easier and easier. You should start wanting to obey. Not because you have to, but because you want to. Hallelujah. Again, Romans 6:26 reminds us again. But now you are free from sin and have become slaves of God. This brings you a life that is only for God, and this gives you life forever, eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. Hallelujah. Let's take a look real quick at Matthew 3. And I leave that with you as your more in-depth study to read. If I said Matthew, I do apologize. I'm meaning Proverbs. We're in Old Testament Proverbs. Proverbs 3. Just take some time and go through the whole chapter of Proverbs 3. Hallelujah. This is something that you need. It's the benefits of wisdom. Let's just start at 1 real quickly. It says, my son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. These are the things that you're looking for. These are the things that you're praying about. These are the things that you can't get over why you can't understand why you're still in this pit. Why time after time after time after time are you still over and over again going through the same trials and tribulations? Somebody said, I'm ready for some new trials. Hallelujah. Because you're forgetting his teachings. For he knew that we would go through. So he gives us the word. Right here, Proverbs 3. 1 says, do not forget my teachings. But he keep my commands in your heart. Hallelujah. Don't just speak them and let it go. He said, but do it. Keep them in your heart. Keep them in your heart. For my word will prolong your life many years. For my word will bring you prosperity. Hallelujah. So you said, but I can't understand how this is going to work out. But if we skip down to verse 5, it says trust. Trust. Who are you going to trust? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. And then in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Aren't you tired of being on this crooked road? It's leading you back around to the same place over and over again. You keep going around this mountain. He said, and I will make your path straight. Hallelujah. I will make your path straight. I'll straighten that situation out for you. I straighten out the thing that even the doctor said, it's nothing else I can do. I, said the Lord, will straighten out your pathway. Hallelujah. So that's why if obedience will ever become easier and more natural for you, yes, just by keeping his word, keeping his word in your heart. Why does God ask you to obey him? Because we learn that it will prolong your life. Hallelujah. For prosperity to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So some personal applications for you. The first one is, do you view God's commandments as a burden or as a privilege? It's between you and God. This is your self-examination time. This is not something that me or anybody else should be looking at you down, looking down our noses or waiting on your answer. This is you. You answer God. You think about it. You watch the way that you live. You see, can you challenge yourself for the next 7 days for the things that I've asked you about? Ask yourself seriously the question now. Come back in 7 days after you've tried to do what's right. See if it changed any. But again, do you view God's commandments as a burden or as a privilege for long life, a privilege for prosperity? Do you guard your tongue as a privilege for long life? Hallelujah. The next one is, what motivates you to obey God's word? What motivates you to obey the word of God? What motivates you? Is it the favor that you receive from him? Hallelujah. Is it the way he loves on you? What motivates you? Is it getting around other believers? Is it getting around others that have good words? Is it seeing the way that he moves in their lives? What motivates you? You got to have a motivation to obey God's word. Is it the way that when you read the word and every time you go back, he gives you something new on that same thing? He shows you a new side of it? That you read the word and then you go to church and the preacher is delivering that same word to you? What motivates you to obey God's word? And the last personal application for tonight, what benefits come from obedience? Just from the word tonight, what benefits come from obedience? Hallelujah. What benefits come for it? What are you benefiting from? Hallelujah. My closing word for you tonight, that is the unique characteristics of the new kingdom. See, its subjects aren't working in order to go to heaven. They work because they are going to heaven. Arrogance and fear are replaced with gratitude and joy. Replace your arrogance. Replace your fears. Take it to the cross and leave it there. In exchange, let him give you gratitude. Let him bestow joy in your life. Somebody needs to just hold out their tongue. And in their mind, just start speaking, Lord, I can't control this tongue. The book of James 3 said, I can't control my tongue. Sit on my tongue. You decide what it's going to say. Hallelujah. I want to be obedient. I want the freedom that you speak about. I want the liberty that you speak about. I choose now to have the freedom. I choose to obey you. I choose to have the power. I choose to believe. I choose to say yes to your will. I choose to say yes to your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Dear Father, I believe, I receive, and I have your power. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Break free right now, Jesus. Let them break free. This there. Sisters and brothers, he's right here. You have the choice. He's stretching out his mighty hands right there. Whatever you need is right here in his hand. You have the choice to receive it right now. You have the choice to believe that you can receive it. You have the power to change your situation right now. Something inside of you that you just have connected with. It's going to change a piece of the world. And every piece counts until we conquer the whole world, until Jesus Christ himself comes again to declare his own. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, we finished another night. Hallelujah. Day 16, filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you for your freedom. Thank you for your liberty. Thank you for your power. Just can't thank him enough. Thank you, Jesus. Day 17 is getting right with God. Get right, church. We're going to all be going home soon. Get right, church. You, the church. You. Get right, my sister. You getting right determines how the life that your children are going to live. The decisions that you make today, how, and if they line up with God or not, is helping the way that your child decides on their future decisions. Get right with God. Have you ever wondered how you can become righteous? Have you ever wondered if following the rules is good enough for God? Hallelujah. That's day 17, getting right with God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Day 17 will be coming up. Within the next hour, we'll be doing day 17, getting right with God. We look forward to seeing you there. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. We never want to close the broadcast without the most important thing of it. You've got the word, but you still may never have made that commitment. You still may never have came to Christ. This is just he and you right now. You may have just strayed away. You may have got out of the word. But you know that it's his love that has held you together. You know that it's his love as you look down over your loved ones and you see that there's still no hurt, death, hurt, harm, or danger could take their lives, could conquer them. May have tried in so many ways. But your babies are still alive. Whether grown in other cities and states, or whether they're newborn kids, tweens, teens, he still protected them. He kept you safe in the midst of what the world is going all excited and going all crazy about the economy, but he has made a way for you. He's still making a way for you. He still made sure that you're able to eat, that you're able to still carry on. Oh, my brother, I know you're walking around and nobody ever knows what you're going through. I know that you have the faith. You're keeping the word. You're walking in the righteousness of the Lord. And no one knows what you're going through. But tonight is your breakthrough. Your seed has flourished and your fruit is ready to be revealed. And it's time for you now to take your place and go to a higher level. In the same way that you made it through this situation, as long as it may have been for you, but the same God that brought you through this, through each and every situation, with higher levels, there's going to be higher problems. But with every situation, you stay in it. You handle it the same way you did this one, diligently, with a smile, in your, not just on your face, but in your heart. Still doing the right thing. Still reaching out to help others. Hallelujah. Still preaching. Still teaching. You're not feeling that well yourself. But you're still laying hands on others. You're still watching others being healed. Tonight is your night. Healing is in your home. Will you receive it? He's outstretched his hands just to you. Come on. You have the power to receive it. Reach for and get it. It's yours right now. You're looking for that job. You don't know which way to go. I dare you to get up. Do the 7 days. Changing your life. Go look. Go search. Look in places that you didn't even think you qualified for. Go search for it. It's yours. You believe it? You can receive it. You have the power to receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch what is aching on you right now. Touch what is aching on you. Someone's shoulder. Their left shoulder. Something's happened with their left shoulder. Hallelujah. You've just been constantly rubbing your shoulder, even without thinking about it. Even on the job, you're just talking. Or you're doing something else, but you're still rubbing it and you're pampering this shoulder. God's power is here right now to heal that shoulder once and for all. The decisions you make right now can give you prosperity, long living, long life. This shoulder, right now, he's healing it right now. He's healing it right now. And you don't have to touch it with your hand anymore. Oh, because the mighty hand of Jesus is on it, massaging it right now. And you're feeling it right now. It's like a coolness right now that you're feeling. That's Jesus Christ. Thank God for your healing. Thank God for your healing. Go testify of his works. Now, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? If you don't know him, I would like to take the opportunity to introduce you. As I was introduced to him a long time ago, I was told he's the greatest friend that I would ever have. That's what I extend and tell you tonight. Jesus is the greatest friend that you would ever have. There is no spouse, there is no best friend like Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As you say these words, if you believe them with your heart, you will be born again. Romans 10:9-10. Jesus, come into my life and forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart. Oh, and Jesus, make me, you've done it for others, make me a new person in you right now. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. In your darling name, I pray. Amen. It's just that simple. And if you prayed that prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Testament says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Friend, you have a whole new life in Jesus to look forward to, starting right now. Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and love for you. Please write to me. Let me know of your decision to follow Christ. And I'll send you any material that you need, free Bibles, whatever you need, to help you begin your new life as a believer. So write today, and remember, Christ is thinking about you, and he only wants the best for your life. He only wants the best for your life. God bless you. God keep you. We ask for special prayers again for Sister Monique R. Ward and Michael George. We just thank him for the positions that they're taking. Monique is taking some positions in the ministry to work with me with some things. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. I thank you, Jesus, that the word that she heard, she would start to apply in it, and she's just on fire right now. You can see it getting ignited. She can feel the heat. She can feel the warmth of God's anointing, his glow on her. And things are just working for her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Continue to make her the woman that you want her to be, that she would never, ever imagine, beyond her imagination. She could never imagine. God bless her. Again, bless David Terones. He's always there, always a positive word. He's a believer. Bless anything, gout, anything that stands in the way of you and him. You've already spoke the word to him that he's healed. And regardless of what he feels, as long as he keep on moving, keep on doing, David, your healing is healed. God don't heal you halfway. You either healed or you're not. He said, but I come that you may have life abundantly. Wholeness. He wants it wholeness. When he sets you're free indeed. Marcy, whatever it is that you need, hear the word and start to do it. Take my challenges tonight. Watch him open the doors. See what he do. Hallelujah. And remember, at Tri Anointed Ministries, we're here for you. We're here for you. We're a vessel that God is using to get to you. to get to your situation. Hallelujah. To get to your situation. We ask special prayers over my mother, Miss Annie Pearl Harwell. I ask you to just, Jesus, just stop and just dwell around her home, her heart, her mind, whatever her needs are. We ask you to reveal to her the pathway to get these. Bless my sisters, Dolores and Barbara. Bless my brothers, T, Reggie, and DeConstlin. Bless my children, LaMeca, JD, and James. My grandchildren, Tatiana, Nathaniel, and Milky. Okay, Janelle. God bless them all. Bless my daughter-in-law, Danielle. Bless her family. Bless her sister and her kids. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. We thank you. Because whatever it is, whatever we're going through, whatever has us bound down, we still have to find a way to say thank you. We're still alive. Our kids are still, we may not have eaten today what we wanted, but we still had something to eat. If we didn't, we'd still survive through not eating through today. Tomorrow is another day. We still have to find a way to say thank you. Hallelujah. Join us again. Reach me at 210-264-5287. WalkWithMeGod.com. WalkWithMeGod at AOL.com. WalkWithMeGod at AOL.
And I
hallelujah. We love you.
Lay low. And my heart has been broken.
Somebody's heart has been broken.
And yes, my life has been strained. But I tell you, in spite of everything,
in spite of everything
I've been through.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I still gotta say thank you. Oh, I've been up. And God knows there have been times when I've been down. Completely around. Oh, but I want to tell you, in spite of everything that I've been through, oh, I made up my mind. I say, Lord, thank you. I thank you for your blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. For the rest of my life, I'll say thank you.